After voting for the emergency moratorium in Bellingham, City Councilman Gene Knutson is quick to point out that he isn't against marijuana businesses. He says he and other council members supported Initiative 502, which legalized marijuana.
It's not an anti-502 situation. I know some of the supporters of that are livid and really mad at us, but I've tried to explain to them this is not a permanent moratorium. It's temporary.
Temporary, he says, until the council is satisfied there are adequate rules, including local zoning rules in place to regulate the new businesses. A public hearing on the moratorium is scheduled for August 12th. Bellingham Assistant City Attorney Alan Mariner says a lot of other municipalities are also trying to figure out how to respond to inquiries from people who want to set up marijuana shops.
And I think that you'll see other cities take action between now and when the state rules become finalized.
Olympia and University Place, as well as Pierce County, have also passed pot business moratoriums. The Association of Washington Cities says it's encouraging its members to sit up and take notice of the coming state regulations and to start crafting local ordinances in response. The state plans to issue the first marijuana retail licenses in December. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.